You're listening to B2B Tech Talk with Ingram Micro, a place to learn about how to grow your business and stay ahead of the technological advances before they become mainstream. Welcome to our series, As the Gears Turn, hosted by two of Ingram Micro's SMB Alliance Council members, Devin Biddle and Patrick Cash.
Patrick.
What's up, Devin?
Not much. How are you?
Man, it is, what do we got? 17 shopping days left. Are you ready?
No, not at all.
You done?
Nope, I'm not ready at all.
Okay, good.
Are you?
At least we're in the same boat. Oh, heck no. Every year, it's like, oh, I'm going to get this done by like November. And then every year, it's like December 23rd. I'm like, I should probably get some stuff done.
I'll be honest. I really rely on my wife to take care of most of it.
Wait, that's a thing?
Yeah. Yeah, you should try it.
All right. Good to know.
This is a good one. This is always a fun podcast. We're going to do a recap of 2022 from the leaders of the SMB Alliance. So how do we want to start this off, Patrick?
Well, let's do some introductions.
Okay.
You can do them because I know this is like, you know, kind of your last hurrah, I think somebody wrote in a text message somewhere. So
also apparently true. Yes, it is.
Hope you got the memo.
I did. Okay. Well, let me kick off with introductions. So we have Kelly Wisherath, but we're going to call her Fox. And we also have Kelly Sander and Darren Gottesman.
Awesome. Guys, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
For the audience, I think it's worth pointing out that Kelly Wisherath is now married, formerly
that
Kelly
is true.
Fox.
Yes.
Hence the yes. nickname.
So, Darren, I'd like to get things kicked off with getting your thoughts, really from all of you, but we'll start with you, Darren, on SMB Alliance in 2022 as we wrap this up.
Sure. I think it was a great year from our perspective. That's our feeling, but it's also the feedback we receive from our membership and our vendor partners. It was an interesting year, and we got back into in-person events, which was great. We know that all of our membership was excited to see one another. We had a hybrid schedule or calendar, which is here to stay. We really enjoyed our Talking Shop events that we do virtually, that everybody gets some cool deliveries and learns new topics and trades and has a great time together in the evenings doing that. And overall, we saw the business grow. We saw partners work with each other. We saw vendor examples of them helping out the membership coming to them with new opportunities. And all in all, it did exactly what it's designed to do, which is create this ecosystem and have people help one another. The membership and examples that we have of folks helping each other, and I'm sure you, Devin, and you, Patrick, could chime in on that. But that's what this is all about. At the end of the day, we are an IT distributor, and we're not satisfied with just being a location for folks to come to get services and products, but we want to expand our role with all your business plans and in your lives to say, what else could Ingram Micro be? And we could be a community. And we set the groundwork, and the groundwork means nothing without the membership. And there are people in the world that want to not listen to music at home, but go to the concerts. Not folks that want to basically just watch football on TV, but go to the games. And those folks are the folks that want to feel the energy of other people. They enjoy camaraderie, and they enjoy learning from each other's words and stories and being together. And that's what the community is. That's what draws folks to SMB Alliance. And that, in collaboration with understanding that we're doing this together, we're walking down a path together, and you're not doing it alone. And although it can be very lonely to own a business and not have folks to brainstorm with, because you're not going to do it with folks that necessarily report to you, but finding a peer group that is going down the same path you are or has been down that path, as Bob Bell, one of our Hall of Famers, always says, hey, I'm happy to share things that I've done, good or bad, with folks so they don't have to make the same mistakes. You know, that's all part of this experience. And it feels good. You know, when we get together, unplug, which we'll discuss later, I'm sure, it feels good to be together. And there's so much energy there. It's not because people are just excited to get together. They're excited to bring the energy of people in that room have helped them or they've helped people in the room. And that's the energy that you feel, is that, you know, what does that camaraderie feel like? It feels like a bunch of folks that already have built equity with one another. So in my account, this year was a success. It was what we planned it to be. And I think that in many occasions, it over exceeded our expectations.
Well, I think you're 100% right. I mean, a success for sure. You talk about collaboration. And I mean, Patrick and I collaborate not only on the podcast, but we collaborate just in business all the time. bounce stuff off of each other. There's many other members of the community that I know both of us talk to from time to time. And I do believe that that leads to the successes of all of our companies as we move forward. So it is a big deal. Sander and Fox, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, I would say this year, again, we got back in front of people, which was wonderful. Really kind of kicked off that in-person at Unplugged, which I think was probably our best Unplugged ever. And this year we've had the most vendor sponsorship and engagement I think we've ever had in the community. And to your point, you know, Kelly and I both are sometimes on the interworkings of connecting people. You know, hey, I need somebody in Boston. I need somebody here. I need somebody there. And I think we've had an incredible amount of requests for that and stories that have come out of partners helping other partners, whether it's in business, whether it's in, you know, unfortunately, sometimes of those natural disasters or things like that. Hey, you know what? You know, Ian hit and, you know, we need help with this, this or that. And we've seen an outpouring of charity and engagement and just everything. And it's really been incredible to kind of just dip our toes back in the water of seeing everyone face to face again.
Yeah, I don't know how I top either of those answers. I agree with everything. I'll say it was a lot of the engagement. We were able to get back into person, but there was still a lot of those virtual aspects. And one of my favorite talking shops was one of the cocktail ones. I think it was gin. Obviously, that, you know, part of the reason it was a favorite, but the main reason is because everybody, the conversations and the engagement on that particular talking shop were so great. And members that were just meeting each other for the first time on that event were making plans to see each other at one. And that's the thing, you know, that's what we like to see. And it was great to be able to still do that through this year.
Plus, that's the one that you and I hosted.
Yeah, I wasn't going to throw that out there, but yeah, that may have been why.
That explains why it was your favorite and so awesome at the same time. So,
but good reason, yeah, good reasons all around.
Well, and so Kelly, you just brought up I Am One. We actually are about a month removed from that event, the first since 2019 being in person. And, you know, a little bit of interesting dynamic with the weather, I think most people would agree with. What kind of excitement do you guys have in store for the community going into 2023?
A lot of excitement. So we're always trying to outdo ourselves. We're very competitive and we're competitive with ourselves and always looking to one up what we've done the previous year. And we're looking to be very thoughtful of what the community membership is asking for and more ways to engage together. So we could spill some of the beans today of what we're looking to do. And it's based around content. You know, we're looking to always bring new and fresh content to the membership. And when we think about the content, we brought in one of the most interesting conversations I thought we had with our talking shop was the illusionists. And for those that are listening that were on that call, you know, the tricks are really cool. But then at the end of it, when we actually had a conversation about how do you use your skills of observation to help you in business, and he started to really focus on body language, facial expressions, all types of temperament and so forth. And then he at one point he said that he's got hired in the past to go into negotiations and debrief with the group in the hall. I thought it was very interesting. There's so much about human nature that it could be very relevant to business, but it's not necessarily going to be on a business track. And when we talk about content, we would love to bring in different speakers this year. We plan to about body language, about public speaking, about leadership, coaching, things that you might not read in the, you know, typical IT periodicals and journals that we're all looking at. So it's all about content that you, Patrick and Devin, wouldn't necessarily run into naturally. We want to bring that to the group, but then that could cause lots of great discussions. And we do notice that a lot of times when we step out of IT for a moment and just talk about different types of topics, we get great feedback. You know, people are like, that was a really cool conversation. Maybe it's about nutrition. Maybe it's about, you know, any part of your day, you know, how to manage your stress. What about conflict resolution? How great would it be to have someone that is in law enforcement talk about conflict resolution at the highest level? And then how great would it be for us to then take those lessons and bring it into a conversation? We all have to deal with conflict resolution. So the content that we're looking for, and we're open for ideas, so those folks listening, you know, feel free to reach out to us, but we want to bring in new content and ingrain that into what we're already doing. And then let the vendor community also get involved with that. Let them listen in as they've been doing, let them contribute as well. And all this stuff could just make us better communicators and we can apply all these things into our business. So it's not just what you think that you need to bring into your business. It's all aspects of life. And as we get kind of holistic on that, that is a topic that Kelly and myself have been discussing, and we're looking forward to that. Kelly, Sander, any other areas of excitement in your mind?
Of course. Who doesn't like to peek at the presents?
I can't keep secrets. Yeah, so these two keep secrets.
I got the best one to ask to just get all the information right now. So it's like, lifting the lid on the present right before Christmas to see what's in store.
When I buy gifts for people, I give it to them the same day. And I say, just pretend that you could open it twice, but you're getting it today. I can't wait.
So mischievous. But yes,
I get too excited.
We are looking to kind of bring back some groups for a charity aspect for Geared Up. So you'll hear some content about that coming up. Just really a really fun opportunity to engage and give back to the community. We are already working out the calendar for 3 in-person talking shops and then virtual talking shops in between and a lot more. So already starting the planning for Unplugged.
Agreed. And I will pass it to Kelly Wishrath in a second, but I'll tell you, we have a talking shop tonight that will already had taken place the time this is released to the membership, but there's 50 people. I mean, people are making time in their schedule, and we're just looking at the results of how many people are taking time to join the events. And that's how we monitor what is or isn't successful by the interest. And when we see folks that, we're selling out every spot on our talking shops, and then people get nice deliveries. I have a box here ready to make some holiday treats tonight. And I think the hybrid approach can be very good for us and for our future, where in the past we had to wait to be in person. So embracing this hybrid culture, I believe, gives us more touch points throughout the year. Kelly Wishrath, any excitement that you're thinking of that you want to share and any secrets that you want to reveal to the group?
No secrets, but it shouldn't be a secret. Everyone should know about this, but we will continue the engagement with our vendors. So I think Kelly mentioned we had the most sponsorship this year. We're going to continue that into next year. And there are opportunities to engage with these vendor teams, both our Ingram badge teams and the vendor themselves, just to talk about inventory, promotions, new products, marketing opportunities, training certifications, concerns, questions that you guys have. These teams dedicate time specifically to you to talk about that. So we've had over 1,800 this year, which is amazing. And I appreciate all the engagement. I think we can do even more next year, and we will continue to do that.
And you'll be able to see these vendor reps potentially as well as we look to bring back Exactly. some of the council dinners regionally, invite those field representatives from those areas to those dinners.
And if we could just touch for a second, guys, on what Kelly just mentioned about those calls. Those are partner calls. Those are our vendor partners speaking with our membership. 1,800 calls. That's education. That's discussing pipeline. That's discussing opportunities. That's discussing marketing. That didn't happen to our knowledge without this new discipline that Kelly has been championing and that we have created several years ago. So it all comes down to communication. Everything in life is a relationship. Everything. And we all know that a healthy relationship has great communication. So we have these vendor partners, as Kelly Center mentioned, we had the most ever this year, which by itself doesn't mean that much. But once you hear that we had the most and we've also had the most communication, that's a success. There's so many different levels of our success, but it all comes down to communication and the engagement of us putting together the framework to allow for this communication to happen. So it's an obvious point to make, but I think it's worth noting because as we discuss community, without communication and without people sharing ideas, and not just with the membership, but if we look at everybody as part of the membership, the vendors and our reseller partners, I mean, this is healthy. Now, we have 300 partners. We've had 1,800 calls that we have documented. That doesn't include all of the one-offs and folks that have adjourn from those calls into monthly catch-up calls with their sales team. So I think that's one of our biggest highlights that it's worth noting.
Okay, so you've gone through a lot of information there, which is great. And Kelly Fox, you cover a little bit of vendor engagement there as well and what we're anticipating in 2023. So more of the same, but more vendors potentially or the same vendors, maybe changing it up a little bit. Is that sort of what you guys are thinking?
Yeah. I mean, I think most of the vendors that sponsor the program are so thrilled with the membership, with the engagement they get. So I think we will see a lot of folks joining us again next year. But we do have new vendors, you know, itching to get in as well. So I think we'll have new folks that you guys can meet with and learn about. So yeah, we're going to continue that. I would say if you're not taking advantage of those calls, that will be the new goal going into 2023, is just make sure you are connecting with all these vendor sponsors.
So I like that. And I think some of the emerging vendors maybe hopefully will be part of that as well. And we can get a little bit more introduction to some new stuff that's coming that we may not be aware of. And to your point, Sander, you know, those vendors will be at Unplugged and other events that will be in person where we can engage with them farther, which I think is going to be great for 2023.
Well, I think too, and again, not to give away all the secrets, but I would say, you know, over the last month, we've been diligently working together to find that content too. So it's not just waiting on in-person events. You know, some of those emerging vendors and things like that might come up in the solution selling content that we're trying to, you know, get together and get some tracks on, consistent tracks that, you know, you guys can join, you know, monthly and then put them on our portal to download in case you miss a meeting. But we are looking to kind of expand that reach in that way too.
So let's talk about, I mean, we've talked about membership a little bit, but, you know, let's dig into, you know, maybe a little bit more of that. And Kelly, Sander, I kind of more towards you because you deal with a lot of, I mean, you deal with me and Devin. So, I mean, that's enough on its own,
but
a lot of the other membership as well. So let's look at it from perspective of kind of the feedback that you've gotten from the community members themselves about, you know, their experience, the pros, maybe if we've got some new members that we're looking at adding going into 2023?
Yeah. So we're always looking to recruit. We are close to waiting list only, and we will be reaching out in 2023 to the membership as well. You know, Kelly and I have the opportunity to, you know, really engage probably, you know, in Q1 just to say, hey, you know what, Mr. Partner, we haven't seen you all year, or you're new and you haven't engaged. If you're new, here's kind of where you're missing out on. You know, when you came in new, maybe, you know, you didn't know necessarily the value of the talking shops and the in-person events. So let's get you in here. And some people might have just kind of gone through a change in their business and might not really have the need or want to necessarily be part of a community at this point. They might be looking to do other things. And so we have those conversations in the beginning of the year just to say, hey, you know what, let's make room for other people, you know, if you're, you know, not feeling it right now. But, and also the new members, you know, hey, here's some legacy members as well that, you know, can also speak to the value of what the community brings outside of, you know, what we're, you know, preaching. And then, yeah, I mean, just the feedback all year has just been excitement. You know, I mean, I really will say this year has been a happy year. Everyone has just been very excited and grateful and energetic and just really, you know, getting excited to be back to normal and offering feedback too, you know, just saying this is what we're working on is based on the feedback from the community. It's not the three of us making it up. You know, it's, hey, we want to hear more about cybersecurity. We want to get into that MSSP track, things of that nature. So that's what we spend our time working on, so we can bring that to you guys. So yeah, we will be looking at the membership. We always welcome those conversations. And, you know, when we have the openings, we definitely welcome new members with open arms, and also look to the council to engage those new members.
Yeah. And I was going to mention for any members out there listening that haven't engaged, certainly don't hesitate to reach out to Patrick, myself, or any of the other council members, any other members. It's a community that people are very willing to share information, which is what makes it so great. So with that, I want to switch gears here a little bit. You notice how I used the gear term, Darren?
We noticed it. We loved it.
Okay. And I want to talk about Xvantage. So Ingram launched Xvantage this year. I think it's rolled out to mostly all partners at this point. You know, I'm still fairly new with it. Patrick's been using it for a little longer than I have. And we did interview Sanjeev on a podcast as well, and that we got a lot of good information. I think that podcast did really well. You know, I'd like to hear your all's thoughts as the SMB leadership team, as what your thoughts are on the Xvantage platform and what you see coming out of that for the SMB group is specifically?
Sure. I'll be happy to take that first. And collectively, we love it. We've been waiting for this day for a long time. You're talking to folks that have been at Ingram for a long time. I'm coming on 20 years. And collectively, I think this group has got to be about 50 plus 60 years into Ingram Micro. And at the end of the day, our mission is to serve our partner community. And this allows us to do it better in two aspects. Number one, IT distribution is very complex. Ordering solutions is very complex, as you guys know. In the past, you would have one individual that you would talk to, and now you guys know people in many different departments because everything is so complex. What Xvantage does is gives Ingram Micro the advantage of not playing as much defense and having more time to truly serve and consult with our partners. On a daily basis, the amount of vendor representation that's in our office training our reps, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. I've never once gone to the office without seeing a dozen or so trainings that are in progress. Our guys know so much information and they want to give that to you. But the fact of the matter is, if they're taking time out of their day to take orders and make sure everything is correct and check on orders and so forth, a lot of things that can be automated, that takes away from real great content and conversations. That's number one. Number two is this platform allows for insights and information to be disseminated to our partner community. So it's really unlimited what Sanjeev and his team have done. And the creative ideas as far as in the future, you guys will be able to access the SMB Alliance portal, same place that you're going to basically say hello to Ingram Micro in the morning and make sure all your customers have all of their equipment that they need and start getting all types of insights and information from that area. And it will grow from there. So it's going to be this unbelievable hub that everything you need to do is going to be right there. It allows for all of those folks that you guys love, that you guys always give us compliments that, hey, I love my field representation or my inside rep or my MD team. It gives them full opportunity to go on the offense with you and say, you know what? What are you guys looking to solve for this year? The same way you're asking us, what is it that we're looking forward to in 2023? We want those conversations happening all the time with the inside reps, and now it allows for time. So at the end of the day, I believe that all this is doing for all of us is giving us more time to really focus on your business, on our collective partnership. And it's brilliant. We've been waiting for this for a long time, and this will give us an advantage over any other competitors are out there, and we are as excited as you guys are. We've already gotten great feedback, and my thoughts are I'm excited. The amount of hours that we're going to give back to our team to work with you guys is truly brilliant. Kelly, anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, I mean, I'll just say kudos to Sanjeev and his team. I don't know if you guys have noticed or submitted feedback, but that team works so quickly. They've been able to roll things out so quickly in response to your feedback, our feedback, questions. You know, they're really taking all that into account and moving very quickly with this, which I think for, you know, Ingram Micro being such a big company, that's been really impressive. And I think you'll see more of that as more updates come to the platform. So that's been really, really huge for us.
Yeah, agreed. And I will say the podcast with Sanjeev was great. I can listen to him talk all day. He just breaks it down in a manner that just makes it all make sense. So it's really going to help, I think, especially the small businesses, you know, gain insight into some things they might not be seeing, trending, things of that nature. So very excited about it.
Yeah. So one thing I want to just make sure is clear that, you know, on that platform, you can access our podcast directly from the platform now. So that was one of the best integrations into the platform.
That's fantastic. I think that was one of the first things they did, honestly, Dan.
So, yeah. Priority one.
We almost crashed the server, actually, the first week on that one.
Like, you know, we can hold off on putting the ordering system in.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Well, Devin, you know, we've gotten some great feedback here and just some insight into, you know, the past, the present, and a little bit of the future. You have been spearheading the council and the alliance for the last 2 years, which is hard to believe. It's 2 years it's gone by. I want to get your perspective of, you know, kind of where we've been, where we are, and where you think we're headed.
You know, that's very interesting, Cash. Thank you for that. You know, before I was president, you know, things were going normal, we'll say. And, you know, we were having in-person events. I think the first in-person event we had for the year was in Arizona. We kicked it off. It was great. I think I was vice president at that time, and then everything shut down. And I can remember talking to you, Cash, in Arizona about, hey, what do you think, how do you think this is going to affect the supply chain is what I was, I think what our conversation was back then. And that was in what, February, March of 2019.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we were concerned about it, but you know, there was no, other than seeing people wipe down the tray tables on the plane on the way home, there wasn't really any indication. I mean, that was the one thing that stood out to me. There was, it's just kind of weird. There's a lot of people doing things that normally I don't see on planes, but now it's the norm. And we, you know, hit into COVID and lockdown and everything. And I will say one of the best things about this group was coming together during that and understanding what's everybody doing, what's everybody expecting, how are you adjusting your businesses? You know, it gave a lot of sounding boards to those problems that we were all facing. Leading into the rest of that year, and then I was president after that year, you know, Darren had asked me to be president. And I said, you know, the one thing I wanted to make clear was I don't want to have a term where I'm just virtual the whole time. I wanted to make sure we have events. That first year was fairly virtual still. But we have gotten back to events, and I really feel that things have picked up and we're back to, the hybrid approach is definitely the way forward. I think we even say that in our talks with customers in business in general is, you know, hybrid is here to stay. Customers should be planning for both in-person meetings as well as hybrid meetings and teams split apart. I think there's a lot of advantages that we all learned out of that as well to know how to work with teams that are, you know, spread apart geographically or just remotely. And I think there's been a lot of positive from that. So I think we have come a long ways. I think the alliance is still very strong going through all of that. And I know everybody's very excited to be back in person and seeing each other. I know it's been wonderful for me to get back and see everybody. So I think a good hybrid approach next year is going to work really well. And I think there's good things to come. And Patrick, I'm excited for you to take the torch and lead this. 2 years is a long time. You know, FDR served as president of the United States for 3 years, which is the longest serving president of the United States. And, you know, I don't know how he did three.
You're saying 3 years or three terms?
Three terms. I'm sorry. Three terms. You're right. Three terms.
Okay. Because three years seems like it might much, be. Yeah. All right,
I don't do the math, but I think that's wrong.
Two terms. Yes, you're right. Okay. You knew where I was going.
We do. We can edit that out, by the way. I should never correct the president. While
No. Please do. But Patrick, looking forward to you taking the reins.
Yeah. No, Devin, thanks. I've got some really big shoes to fill, and that's not a dig on your foot size. You've done a lot for the community in the last couple of years, and I'm excited as well. You know, I mean, we've heard a lot today about, you know, where the content is headed, where the community is headed. And that's the thing, it's community first. This is such an amazing group and we have such amazing members and the vendors recognize that, but this team that has spearheaded this organization for year after year and continues to put up with us as members, you know, are incredible. And yeah, it's going to be, 23 is going to be a fun year. There's going to be a lot of great things to come. And even beyond that, it's such a strong group of people. We've got great things.
Yes, I agree. Thank you, Patrick. I appreciate that. And I'm looking forward to it. You're going to do amazing things. And Darren, do you have anything you want to add to this?
Thanks, buddy.
I do want to add. I want to thank you both for all your time, energy. And again, for those listening, what is the council? The council's group of folks that have said, you know what? I've been a member for a long time and I want to contribute to the design of this community. I want to speak on behalf of a peer group. I want to contribute as much as possible. And that council gets together once a month with us. And we get together in person a few times a year as well, just to discuss what's going well, what we want to improve on, what we need for the next year. And Devin, you've been a member for a long time. And we're thrilled that you took the responsibility to join the council. Patrick, you as well. I remember you first joined the council at one of our Unplugged events, and you have represented our veteran community very well, and we're just thrilled to have you. And as always, Patrick, thank you for your service. It means a lot to this community. And to the rest of the council members, thanks, you're very welcome. To the rest of the council members that are listening, thank you guys as well. It's time out of your business to give to others. And that's really where everything starts is this is there's no inner circle, but there is a nucleus. That nucleus is here to do for others, and those others are part of this community. So it's wonderful. So thank you both for all your extra time, Devin. You've been a tremendous president. We added another year to your term because we wanted to be in person. That's really the fun. And Cash, Patrick Cash, we're looking forward to you being the president, and we're looking forward to you joining forces with Kevin Frazier of EOLA, and he will become the new VP. And from a historic perspective, our very first Talking Shop actually was hosted by Kevin and Bob Bell in Orlando, and that was many, many years ago. And at this point, I think we're on probably version 30 or 31 of our Talking Shops. That's just in person. Forget about the virtual events. And it's all about the engagement, but it does take folks from our membership to step up and take a leadership role. So Devin, Patrick, Kevin, thank you guys very much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. It's been an honor. So Patrick, are you ready? Yes, you are. Come on.
I'm ready.
All right, good.
Who am I kidding?
All right. Well, it's going to be an exciting 2023. Looking forward to it. And I guess we need to wrap up here, don't we?
I mean, there's only one thing left to do, Devin. So, you know, have at it.
All right. Well, so Patrick, thank you. It's going to be great. Looking forward to 2023. Just want to say thank you to Darren, Kelly, and Kelly for joining us. This has been a great podcast. It's always fun talking to all of you and getting your perspective on a recap of the year and the year ahead. So with that said, thanks for tuning in to another episode of B2B Tech Talks As the Gears Turn Edition. You can access this episode and many others directly from the Xvantage website.
You've been listening to As the Gears Turn, a series brought to you by B2B Tech Talk with Ingram Micro. This episode was sponsored by Ingram Micro's SMB Alliance. To listen to this episode and many others, please visit ingrammicro.com.